When I decided to start this podcast, I really didn't know how it was going to take off. Like I've said in previous episodes, it has always been a hobby of mine to start a podcast. I had a really good idea for one, but it didn't work out. So, you know, as the term says, to pivot into something different, which ended up being the show, because I was kind of giving, you know, like unsolicited MCOC advice to different players online. And then through a very fateful interviewer with a fellow podcaster named Kingslayer, he had me on the show and he was like, hey, you should, you know, think about doing this. And here we are almost 4 years later. And during that time, you know, I didn't know kind of how many episodes this was going to last or how popular it would become or even how well received it would be. And the cool thing is my expectations were shattered. Like, I've had a lot of people who always are kind of messaging me to talk about the show. Thanks for the advice. Thanks for giving me tips on how to, you know, beat this boss, get to, you know, a different level of progression, etc. It's really cool. And what's funny is from starting this podcast, I've been able to create a lot of really cool friendships via this show. And in the world we live in right now, we live in such a digital interface with people, because we can extend our reach to talking to people both near and far. I mean, I'm a touring personnel, so I'm always kind of like, you know, spreading my network out wherever I go for the most part. And with this show especially, it's been really neat to see how this digital, you know, relationship with people has expanded as well. And I've met all sorts of different players, and I've had people on the show for doing interviews and such. And one person in particular over the course of the time of the show, had been a follower. He'd been like kind of a day one supporter. I always looked up to his MCOC advice because he was a much better player than I am. So like, I would kind of pick his brain. I would kind of get some tips. And then lo and behold, he and I become friends. Like, we become friends via, the game and the show. And that's, I'm talking about my friend Elston. And for those of you who didn't see my social media yesterday, Elston and I, after almost 4 years of knowing each other in the digital universe, we finally got together and we had coffee, we hung out, we talked about football, life, dude stuff. It was amazing. And it's a really special thing too, because, you know, like I was saying, because you interact with somebody digitally, when you see them for the first time in reality, it's almost like a shock. And you're like, whoa, like, this person exists. This is awesome kind of thing. So, like, you know, to actually, you know, see this, you know, friend of mine that I've known for 4 years, and we're able to kind of hang out for the first time and, like, you know, finally, like, you know, line up the locations, because I was either, you know, traveling or he was, you know, kind of bouncing back in between Seattle and Montana. And this time I got him in Seattle, which was awesome. And he was actually at the show that we had at the Climate Pledge Arena the other night with Justin Timberlake. He said it was amazing. But the point that I want to get here about, like, our interaction and another previous interaction that I had with Imagine Jim and Subpar Summoner, which was, and also JX, which was, like, it was so cool because, and, like, the best way that I can say it again is, like, it is a shock to your system, because you're like, wow, this person, these people exist. Because we're always there online, we're just always talking about, like, hey, here's the champ I pulled. Here's, you know, how I'm doing in the game. This is why this sucks. This is why I don't like such and such. But when you kind of, like, get in the same room as this person or people, it's like, okay, the human connection is there now. So you have, like, these personalities that you can only kind of interact with through a device, and now they're, you know, sitting in front of you, like, drinking coffee, eating, you know, bullshit and doing whatever. And I think that's kind of the really cool and special things about the video game communities and video gaming online in general. And I know people that kind of, you know, they'll knock those kind of interactions. They think it's kind of silly. They think it's kind of childish and sort of dumb. But I've met some, you know, really great people from those interactions. And it's like, I even think back to when I used to do LAN parties playing Halo 2 in college at Oneonta State with my roommates and, you know, other people on campus. And, like, having that you know, connection where it's like, hey, I can go to class with you, but then I can go and kick your ass later on in this game, or even just interact with you. We can be on the same team and, you know, doing double damage. It's just like, it's a special and it's a unique thing. And I think that's what, like, you know, with society, we're always talking about relationships and we're stressing, like, you know, being there for people. And, you know, there are a lot of distractions out there. We're always kind of like glued to our devices and we're kind of missing that, you know, the human touch, the human connection with people. And, you know, this is not really going to be an MCOC type episode. I mean, MCOC is going to be kind of the base, obviously, because that's how, you know, Elson and I met. That's how, you know, certain relationships with other players came to fruition as well. The point I'm getting at is simply this. I cannot stress how important the human connection is with anybody, because it's really easy to, you know, sort of, I don't want to say be lazy, because that's just kind of a weird way, but, like, you know, you can be, you know, talking to people, interacting with people on your phone, texting, doing whatever kind of thing, but, you know, actually calling somebody, like, hearing their voice, making time for that person, you know, that's what's going to matter, you know, amidst all the craziness that's going out there. And I think it's also really important that, you know, especially in the online gaming community, which, you know, is very big depending on whichever, you know, platform or whichever game you're playing. I know that, like, you know, the Fortnite community, all that stuff's kind of huge. You know, the Mortal Kombat community is, you know, kind of got its own thing as well. I mean, there's, like, different communities for so many things. But the point being is that, like, I think our community is a very special one, because even though we all are kind of, you know, using this game as a watering hole, we all got our own shit going on. But yeah, at the same time, you can kind of almost, like, take away somebody from reality and be like, hey, look, I just popped this new champion and et cetera, et cetera. I just got this, got that. And people will be like, oh, shit, that's awesome. Good for you. Like, man, way to fucking crush it. It's like, it's cool how those kind of little, you know, situations and events happen that pull people into supporting you. And, you know, there has been some toxicity, you know, here and there, which is, you know, part of any kind of community. But I feel like we all kind of rally around certain things, and we just kind of, like, maybe, you know, try to, you know, we don't tolerate it. And it's really cool when, like, if someone does get kind of, like, you know, picked on with things, you know, we as a people rally around. And, you know, I think we not only need to do that digitally, but in reality. So what I'm trying to say is, if you have a chance to meet any other person from this community in real life and just really take that friendship to another level, go out and do that, because you'll never know who you're going to meet, and you never know, like, what kind of things could happen. Like, you guys could become, like, best friends for a long time. Maybe it's like you guys end up, you know, starting a business together because of your, you know, because of meeting each other. There's so many, like, possibilities out there. I know people that have gotten, like, married from, like, being gamers on the same thing, and, like, you know, that's really cool and stuff like that. So maybe there's, you know, maybe there's that kind of thing out there. But whatever it may be, let's, you know, make the human connections happen. Take that time to just, like, you know, set up, like, kind of like MCOC hangouts and meetups in, like, different states or different places around, you know, wherever you can. And, like, really try to make that come together, because I feel like once that happens, it really just kind of changes the dynamic of the game and the people that you know within it, because they're no longer avatars. They're no longer screenshots. They're no longer, like, video clips and, you know, just profile pictures. They're there. They're flesh and blood. They're living and breathing in front of you. And I just think it's a really cool thing. So my encouragement to players out there is, make friends. Make friendly, whatever. But you know what? Try to get these people to hang out. If it's like, hey, you guys find out that you live in the same state, maybe you're a couple hours apart, go for it. Or, you know, try to get some other people to do it, you know, as well. I just think that, like, it's going to make the world go around and around a little bit better. And we'll all have a good time doing it. But this is it for me tonight. I'm currently in San Jose. Timberlake Tour is going pretty damn well so far. I've had 3 shows already, but it's slamming. If you guys get a chance to go see it, go check it out. But this, because today's Saturday, so we're a couple days away from new content coming in. Let's get rid of this awful side quest that, you know, is so stupid and complicated, which Elson and I talked about how silly it is, and it's just like, you know, the rewards that you get, which I'm actually going to make a separate episode about, because he and I came on to something about the side quest rewards, and at some point, when do things need to change? But that'll be an episode for another time. But hey, take care of your mind, your body, your finances. Call your people, because you never know how far a phone call is going to go. So I will talk to you all next time on the MCOCME podcast.